The Death Dealer by Damien Sawyer. Leela's wide-eyed gaze swept back and forth as she tried to take in the sights and sounds of the marketplace.
Why do they want these so much?
She held up the few coins the doctor had given her as spending money.
Are they magic?
She asked in a hushed voice.
No, Leela,
the doctor replied with a broad grin and sparkling eyes.
They're just coins. Money. You exchange it for what you want. Food, clothes, whatever. That's why so many traders are here. All selling different things.
Leela looked around again.
What do they do with the money? Do they make things out of it?
They mostly buy more of the things they want,
the doctor said.
But where does the money go in the end? What does it achieve? I think it is a stupid thing. Who wants little round bits of metal?
Well, all these traders do for a start. Let's go and see if there's anything you'd like. Maybe buying something will help you to understand.
They walked through the hot and bustling marketplace, marvelling at bizarre fruit and vegetables, vibrant and exotic coloured clothing, and pungent spices. They bought an iridescent acai fruit each, and, after watching other customers do so, they peeled back the grey-green end cap and sipped the sweet nectar within.
Where do they grow all this food?
Leela asked, looking around again, failing to find any signs of fertile soil.
This ground is like stone.
She kicked a small flurry of dust from the baked clay of the street.
No fruit or vegetables grow on this planet,
the doctor told her.
It's too arid. They bring them here from all over this part of the galaxy, from lots of worlds.
Why don't they go to where the food is? It is silly to live where there is not any food.
Aha,
said the doctor, suddenly spotting a human trader's stall amongst the alien ones.
Sweets. I wonder if they have any jelly babies.
He walked briskly over to inquire. Leela was left standing, bemused, in the middle of the street. The stalls all looked alike to her, but then her eye was caught by an orange-skinned lizard man. It was not his appearance that interested her. There were so many different species in the market that she'd already grown used to their strangeness. What had caught her eye was the small, ornate dagger, which he brandished back and forth before him, as if in victory. At first she had taken him for a customer, as he had no stall. But then she heard him calling out.
50 credits, just 50 credits.
She knew that the doctor would not approve of her buying a weapon, but after all, he had said that money was used to get what you want, and it did look like a very fine blade.
50 credits, just
glancing around, she saw that the doctor was still haggling at the confectionery store. She stole across to the lizard and simply said,
Here,
as she handed him a 50-credit piece.
Thank you,
he responded.
I'm sure you will agree it is a good price.
Before Leela could respond, he brought the blade up sharply and stabbed her just below the ribcage. Leela called out,
Doctor!
And then she found that her mouth had stopped working. And as she fell to her knees, she gaped uncomprehendingly at her assailant. Even now, after stabbing her, there was no hint of malice or ill will in his face or his bearing. That was how he had managed to outwit her finely tuned senses. But why had he done it? She saw the doctor race to her aid, too late. She could feel the poison flooding her body. And as she slumped to the floor, darkness took her. The doctor cried out,
Leela!
As he fell to his knees in the dust beside his companion. The lizard twirled his knife proudly as he said,
She can't respond. The neurotoxin is too fast acting for that. She'll be dead within seconds.
The colour had already all but drained from her face. Her eyes were empty and fixed, and she made no response as the doctor cradled her in his arms.
What have you done?
He raged at the lizard man, who for the first time looked concerned.
She was just a child. What did she do to deserve this? Why kill her?
Because she paid me to.
The lizard man responded matter-of-factly.
What sort of a monster are you? She didn't want to die. She was so full of life.
A small crowd had started to gather around them. Strangely, some of them were smiling as if this were somehow entertaining.
The poison is very efficient. She would have felt no pain,
the assailant said, as if this made everything okay.
But you killed her. Murder is murder, no matter the means used.
A policeman bustled through the crowd, calling,
Make way, please. Let me through.
His silver-grey face looked stern, but not unsympathetic.
Jason, what's going on?
He asked the lizard man.
The lady paid me,
he replied.
And I was swift in providing my services, as usual. But this man has taken exception.
Of course I have,
said the doctor, appalled.
It's cold-blooded murder. There's no need for that sort of language,
the policeman said sternly.
Jason here may be cold-blooded, but it's certainly not a case of murder. The lady paid for a service and Jason provided it. And what was the service?
The doctor shouted.
Assisted suicide? She didn't know what she was paying for.
Ah, the policeman reflected, still ridiculously calm.
I suppose your religious beliefs oppose the death dealers. It's not a matter of belief. Murder is murder on any civilized world. How can it be any different here?
Then the impossible happened. Leela drew in a sharp breath and opened her eyes.
Doctor,
she said,
why am I here again? I died.
Recognition showed on her face as she saw Jason's grin. She leapt up, stealthily drawing a Janus thorn, and before he knew it, the lizard was held in a tight-neck grip with the thorn at his throat. The policeman drew his sonic blaster as he called out,
Drop that weapon.
Leela glared at him.
This man killed me. I must have revenge. Leela, stop it,
the doctor said, rising to his feet.
You're not dead now. What we need is an explanation, not more killing.
Reluctantly, Leela lowered the Janus thorn and let Jason go.
What sorcery is this?
She asked.
To kill and then bring back to life. It is against all nature.
Jason's expression was overwrought with puzzlement as he asked,
You really don't know? I'm a death dealer.
So it would seem,
the doctor said.
But also a life dealer. How is that possible? Jason,
the policeman spoke up.
These are obviously off-worlders from the far systems. Could it be that they don't know about death dealing? Oh, well done,
the doctor said, with an underlining sarcasm obscured by his apparent naivety.
All we know is what's happened, but how and why?
A knife,
Jason said, still breathless from the shock of his close call.
It contains a neurotoxin which kills the customer, but it also contains microscopic healer robots which repair the damage and revive the body after a short delay. Look!
He pointed to Leela's side where the wound had been. There was no sign of it. Not even a scar.
But why?
Leela said.
Why kill someone and then bring them back to life?
Because when someone has died, it brings focus to their life. It is the end of all that has come before and the start of all that is to come. That's what death dealers do. We give people back their sense of purpose, a chance to live a brand new life.
And what do you get out of it?
The doctor asked.
Surely you don't do this through a sense of philanthropy.
It is how I make my living,
Jason replied casually.
How perfectly ironic,
the doctor muttered.
I thought money was strange enough,
Leela said. Still puzzled as they made their way back through the marketplace towards the TARDIS.
I really died, Doctor. I felt the life go from my body. It was like falling asleep, as if I was dreaming. Then to be back again was so strange, so wonderful. Because it was like I was wide awake within the dream. A brand new life, he called it. Do you understand, Doctor?
Better than you can imagine,
he replied with a distant look.
You could say I've been through that very experience myself.
More than once.
50 credits, just 50 credits.